irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Dagger Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, awesome, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, GeoSavin, SiriusXM, and Audible. We're distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, and 5050 Global Music Inc. All right, we manage the following bands or artists: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Band of Family from up there in Bakersfield, California. We got Wicked Star from LA, author China Myers, who's also one of our co-hosts. She is an author from Pennsylvania. And then we have Hollywood Nightmare from the LA area. And of course, today's guest, alternative new metal band Freak Show from San Diego, California. We got Berserk from Los Angeles, actor, producer, and radio show host with us, and he also does the health segment every week, Derek Webb from New Hampshire. We got Thomas the Red. He is a comedian, and he does, like, singing, and he comes out as a Viking. It's really fucking awesome, so you got to check him out. We got Vokills. He just did a song with Run DMC and many other things. He's also been on American Idol. Go check him out. V-O-K-I-L-L-Z, Vokills. We also got Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis, the Devil's Reject, Lillian Sin, actress, horror movies. Check her out, Lillian Sin, or Lillian Mortis, as she also is called. Metal band Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California. We got the Borderline Radio Show with your DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. And, of course, Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. They're also a new metal. And then we have Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, and then, of course, Boffy and Lucas Humphrey, which are Freak Show performers and singers. So we got a lot going on. We are your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse. And we also have our author, China Myers from Pennsylvania, Derek Webb, actor, producer from New Hampshire, and Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles, or also known as The Blesbian, T-Dog, or My Ride or Die. She's not here with us today, but, you know, hopefully she'll be back with us very soon. Quick announcement before we get a call here from New Hampshire. We've got, let's see. Quick announcement. Shout out to the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. It is no more. They have unfortunately decided to close the doors for good, for a few different reasons. And it really sucks too, because we started our career there as well as at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. So we started doing concerts like 3 years ago, and one of the first venues we ever was at was the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, and we're really going to miss you. Shout out to owners Mark and Angie Cordova. We are going to miss you very, very much. It's one of my favorite venues of all time. And hopefully what goes in that space doesn't totally suck. Anyway, shout out. We'll do that in a minute. We got, is that Derek Webb calling from New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's from DeVoe.
What's up, my brother? I'm just
kidding.
No, I'm just fucking with you, dude. Anyway, we've got our health segment and physical trainer on the line, Mr. Derek Webb. Also, check him out in movies. He's an actor and producer. One of the people that we are very, very honored and blessed to manage. All right, I'm going to put myself on mute. Take it away, Derek.
Thank you, Jen. And yes, folks, I'm here tonight live to discuss with you briefly a little thing called cardio interval training, which I wanted to go into deeply because a lot of people, I see it from time to time in the gym or at home, they're constantly spending hours running laps or going for jogs and they're saying, oh, I can't burn the calories, I can't lose the gut, can't lose the weight. You know, the one thing that medical science and health physiological science has proven in a large course of period of time, and a lot of people underestimate it with a lot of gratitude, is cardio interval training has been proven to be one of the more intense, high fast, high calorie, and higher fat burning workouts than imagined. People would say, no, you're going slow, you're not going fast. How is that running? You run. Because the thing is with the interval training, you're burning more with the macros that you're burning, and also with the way the blood and the oxygen flows to the muscle and the center nerve tissue, you take it at high pace. So you do a quick cardio speed, like say you run in place for a quick 30 seconds, boom, 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 you run like lightning, then you slow down, you do a little brief jog in place for, you know, about 30 seconds to a minute, then you pick it up again, you slow down, you pick it up, you slow down. That's the aspect of what cardio interval training is. It's you pick up, you slow down, you pick up and slow down. The higher the speed, the higher the intensity, then you bring it down to lower volume. That burns the more calorie, it's proven to burn the more sweat and the more adequate weight loss that comes in such a short range of period of time. And it's actually proven to also be more cardiovascular sufficient to your cardiac health and overall general heart health. So I wanted to give you that fun fact of the cardio interval training and just remind you, next time you're at the gym running for an hour, just think, maybe it's time to hop off that treadmill and do about 20 minutes of cardio interval. Give it a shot. Go for it, boys and girls, please.
Hell yeah, Derek. That's some good advice, I tell you what. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Big news, Jen. I actually wanted to, if you don't mind, wanted to briefly announce it tonight.
Go for
show.
It, dude. That's, you know, what we're here for.
Yeah. As of tonight, I'm actually, it just happened as of earlier this afternoon. I just found out, actually, I have gained my very first two celebrity fitness clients.
Hell yeah.
So I've gained my very first two clients as a celebrity, which therefore earns me the title as a celebrity now, celebrity fitness trainer.
Hell yeah.
As long as a physical trainer. So I'm pretty pumped and stoked about that, and I wanted to just introduce that. I've gotten the honor to, I've spoken with Sandy Johnson from the Halloween original John Carpenter film series and
Hell
also
yeah.
Playboy model and actress, and spoken to Chris Emmerich, who is a 2017 USPS bronze medalist champion, and he's also in the upcoming Halloween Kills film,
Hell yeah.
which is coming out in October.
Very nice.
And they both have agreed to sign on to do some adequate fitness training with me, so I'm very thrilled and very excited about that.
Rock
and
on. I'm honored to manage you, sir.
I'm
honored to manage you, sir. Derek Webb, celebrity fitness trainer. Fuck yeah. Next, we're going to be on to television shows and some other shit. And I'm very excited about that. And I saw real quick, we're going to touch on the fact I saw that you're going to have a pop. One of those little pop dolls going to be made of you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We have a little pop.
Yes.
Pop.
A pop punk doll. Some people from, some entertainment company got a hold of it, like, oh, you
Fuck
know,
yeah.
we saw some of these films, and, you know, we definitely want to touch base and see if you'd be interested. And I said, oh, yeah, why not? And they're like, yeah, we'll develop one and we'll produce it. We'll manufacture so many. And then if your fans and other people want more, then we'll have to
well, yeah, of course.
And produce those other essentials. But they are producing a small quantity amount in starting moment. But it's definitely, yeah, that we are in the making of developing a Derek Webb Pop Funko.
Fuck yeah. Well, you know, we're from New England, so we're all about pop.
Oh, yeah.
Pop. We don't call it soda. We call it pop, huh? It's pop.
Fuck yeah. Then you run, unless you call it soda pop. And you're just
well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. When we say pop in New England, everybody knows what the fuck you're talking about. And if you fucking don't, then you got a goddamn problem. The fuck you mean you don't know what pop is? What the fuck?
God.
It'd be like not knowing what, what's that fucking Moxie? Like not knowing Moxie or red hot dogs are. I mean, I'm going to slap the shit out of some people if they don't know that. Well, at least if you're from Maine.
Come on, man.
Well, dude, that's the only state it's legal to have red hot dogs is fucking Maine. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, it's funny. I had someone in the grocery store look at me one day because they brought that up because my son was looking at me. He goes, I want red hot dogs. And this lady goes, I'm from Florida. I don't think I've seen them there. I'm like,
of course you haven't, yeah, bitch.
I'm like, Maine. Only in New England, only. Yeah, but,
it's the only state that has that. I made the Muse eat a red hot dog when we were fucking back home on vacation in May. He was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, we're in Maine now, and you got to abide by Maine rules. Like, I'm going to have some corn fritters, a dough boy, and some fucking lobster. You know what I'm saying? And we don't say it with an E-R. It's all like A-H, lobster. Lobster, you know what I mean? Lobster. All right, dude. Thank you for the good news. I'm very excited. I'm very proud of you for all of your accomplishments, especially landing that Halloween movie, the Pop Funko doll, and your new news. Like, you know what I'm saying? So very, very honored to manage you as always. And when I go back out to Maine, we're going to hang out, motherfucker. You know that.
Oh, yeah. No, we are.
We're going to hang out with the wife and the children and the new baby and all that stuff. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude. Well, I got a guest in the studio with me, so I got to bounce.
Oh, yeah.
I will talk to you soon. Yeah, just keep me updated on everything. All right, dude?
I will do so. You guys have a beautiful evening.
All right, you too, dude. Fuck yeah. Talk to you later.
You too.
That was actor-producer... and now Pop Funko doll, Derek Webb from New Hampshire. So, fuck yeah. China, our other author and co-host will be calling in like 3 minutes. So that'll be China Myers. So we're looking forward to that. But right now we're going to talk to somebody else who is also with Get Real Global Artist Management. Or we'll be shortly once we work out this fucking shit. Anyway, we're here with an amazing, incredible fucking alternative / new metal band from San Diego by the name of Freak Show, which is perfect for me because I manage Freak Show performers. So it made sense that I would get a fucking band named Freak Show. That was like perfect. And, okay, well, it looks like we got a caller, so we'll take him real quick before China calls in. You're on the air with Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to? Motherfucker! It is the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Yeah. Jenny's first co-host on this show, and longtime friend of, like, almost 10 fucking years. What's up?
Yeah. Nothing much. I just went ahead and I saw that you're on, and I was like, you know what? I haven't bugged Jenny in a while. Decided to go ahead and give her a little call.
Fuck yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
I'm honored.
See how things are going over there.
I'm honored. Thank you for calling.
Well,
used to be with Sony. This man did World of Dance with J-Lo. He had the World of Dance fucking podcast. And then this man also is partnered with Jeremy Miller, who played Ben Seaver on Growing Pains.
And the voice of Linus on...
voice of Linus for the Snoopy, for Linus, you know what I mean, Peanuts. Peanuts! We love Jeremy Miller.
Yep.
So, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, calling in and saying hello. Wanted to bug you. Like I said, I know
fuck
there's
yeah.
a show going on there, so
all kinds of celebrities calling me today. I feel honored.
Well, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a regular
I don't give a fuck. You're a minor celebrity. Good enough. Flan. Minor celebrity.
I should start making t-shirts. I should start making t-shirts.
We should. I'm down for that. Next investment, right, motherfucker?
Right there, you know, like just jiggling and stuff. Be like, flan, you know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Back and forth.
You know how I feel. feel about flan.
Yeah, no, like I said, I was just calling to say hello and wondering if you got a chance to check out what's been going on in the news right now.
No. What's going on?
Well, besides the fact of the matter of, one of the Kardashians is just kind of pissed off at Scott Disick for, you know, some of the things that he said on social media earlier.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I don't get involved in that bullshit. I'm here to talk to an amazing alternative new metal band from San Diego. That's what I'm here for. The Kardashians.
Just want to give you a little tidbit, you know, just for old time's sake, a little bit of tidbit of the entertainment news for you for old time's sake.
All right, dude. I got you.
Anyways, I'll let you get back. Y'all continue to listen to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Fuck yeah.
Every single Wednesday around this time.
All right, dude. I love you, man. I'll talk to you later, you crazy fucker. All right. Bye, man.
Bye.
And hold on. Wait a minute. Call back, China. Oh, there we go. All right. Hey, is that China Myers from Pennsylvania?
Yes, it is. Hey, how's it going?
What's up? Fuck yeah. I feel honored. I got all kinds of awesome people calling me today. We're on the air with author China Myers, and we're doing some awesome stuff. What happened?
Yeah, we're making it happen.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're going to do this. But you know what? Did you have a chance to check out Freak Show, the link I sent you for YouTube?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
They
amazing.
Awesome. I really liked them.
Good shit.
Plus, got a new single coming out on the 17th, huh?
Yes.
The album's coming out on the 17th.
Yeah, that whole album's coming out. Yeah. Hell yeah. Good stuff.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. It's good stuff, man. The music is amazing. It really is. I got to see them firsthand on stage this last Thursday at Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. Shout out to the promoter, Vera Lee, who put on the show.
Oh.
Hi, Vera.
Shout out to Greg Beer, owner of the UBG.
Yeah, Greg too.
Hell yeah, we loved Greg. And shout out to all the staff. They were great that night, really on top of everything. Great service, great drinks. Of course, I always like the UBG, especially now that they've redone the place. Before Greg took over, it was kind of a shit show. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
They had some good french fries.
Yeah.
The food was good, but the PA system was shit. The curtain was old and raggedy. The stage was, like, worse than it is now.
The size of that stage?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's pretty small.
Everybody watching any of the video or taking a look at those photos, if they're taking a look at the photos, where's the bass player? Oh, he's the bobbing head that you see. Like,
he's in the mosh pit.
He was down on the floor.
I'm on the floor going, Mama!
He was down on the floor. The stage is so small there that they were only able to fit 4 out of the 5 members. So the bass player was down on the floor.
But there was like a pod coming out of the sky that brought the singer down. Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was very Spinal Tap.
Very Spinal Tap, fuck yeah.
I felt like the midget in Stonehenge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We were bigger than the stage.
Really, they're lucky we didn't bring our own gear.
Oh, it's crazy.
That is true.
I fit a 9-person band in that venue.
How?
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, it was really fucking crazy. They were like
reggae, kind of like
in that genre-ish, like kind of like that. And kind of like Sublime type. But there was like, but you know, they're ska, so they were like,
horn.
There's like fucking nine of them.
Yeah, horns.
So they had all this. Yeah, they had all this extra stuff and people. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And the stage was even smaller than it is now because he built it out a little bit more. So it's better now. But still, it's fucking small. Yeah, I can't wait for Petey's place in Tarzana to open back fucking up because she had a big goddamn stage. Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen with that. But right before you guys came in, I don't know if you heard me, I made the announcement. The 5-star bar is no more.
What?
Yeah. Our stuff doesn't fit on the stage anyway.
No, his stage is small also. And it's a weird setup because it's deep. It's like you got to go back behind. Plays, yeah, it's really, it was weird.
The gears in front of the drummer.
What happened? Did
He didn't really want to run the show anymore. He didn't want to like book the bands and shit. Like it was too draining on him. Like he didn't want to really do all that anymore. So he was trying to find a solid promoter that had a huge fan base and was a big promoter, could bring in a lot of people and fill the place and whatever. And that, you know, whatever. And then I guess he had a problem with the building owners as well. There was something, I don't know if maybe they went up on his rent or what happened. I'm not sure all the details, but I just know he finally closed the doors there, which really fucking sucks because all I had to do was pay the sound guy. I only had to pay a fucking sound guy. And once in a while, if I was lucky, I might get some drink tickets. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. But that was few and far fucking between. But still, I love you guys. And I'm really sorry to see you go. That was the second concert I ever did. I started doing the concerts back in, was it October 24th of 2018 was my first show. And that was at the Universal Bar and Grill. That was my first show ever on my own. And then I went to, I had the 5-star bar and then I had the airliner, which is closed in like 2020, I think, last year or something. They finally closed the doors on that, which sucks because that's actually a nice venue. They got the stage out fucking back on the patio. They had a big stage and they had a big area. And then the second floor had a big fucking bar and stage and stuff. And then they had a small stage. And then they also had a kitchen, like a small stage inside. And then a kitchen and then the bar and all that. They were on Bar Rescue.
Kidding.
But apparently the rescue didn't go well. No, I'm just kidding. No. They stayed open for a little while after the rescue, like a year maybe or two. I don't know. They stayed open for a little while. But yeah, I saw that on Bar Rescue. Go for it.
Guys, name yourselves. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, introduce yourselves. And I guess start with the bass player and work your way around.
Todd Sauer, bass.
Yeah.
Todd Sauer, bass.
And I'm Mike, guitars. Okay.
Mike Felder, yeah.
Oh, Mike got a deep voice. Monica. Yeah.
Mark. You sound like a hot surfer guy, you know what I mean? Like,
up doing that.
Like totally.
I'm the new singer, Mercedes.
Mercedes. She's trying to have a deep voice.
I have
voice.
A really deep voice.
She does
too.
Have a deep voice.
That was my surfer voice.
And?
That was my surfer voice.
Yes, and my name is Phil. I play drums, backing vocals, and cymbals.
And he's amazing on the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good.
Wait. He sounds educated. Stearns.
He does, doesn't he? He sounds like he could be a professor at Harvard.
Yeah.
You know, my mother used to say that when I was younger. I get these glasses because I had to have glasses when I, you know, read. I need reading glasses. So she gave me glasses when I was 7 or 8 years old. And around my aunts and relatives, she says, "Look at him. He looks like a genius. Too bad he isn't one."
Oh, what kind of mother is that?
Is that what happened?
It's because he's from New Hampshire.
She was genuine. She was genuine.
It's because he's from New Hampshire, and
absolutely,
we keep it real. Oh, sorry. No, that's mean.
New Hampshire. I like that one.
That's what I always call it, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Massholes.
Yes.
Maniacs.
Maniacs.
Yeah,
that's
mine. Yeah. I'm from Maine, so we're maniacs.
I've heard massholes.
Massachusetts, we call them massholes. You see them fuckers drive?
Oh, yeah.
The worst. You're from New Hampshire. You fucking know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You drive into Boston, you're fucked.
Yep.
Especially you go try the Tobin Bridge. Jesus Christ. There's just too many issues in fucking Boston.
I drove it a couple times. Forget it.
Oh, no. Be a truck driver in Boston, you're fucked. Because all those low fucking roads and you can't get underneath them and shit. Yeah. Oh, no, you got to go around. It's a bitch.
Boston's shit.
Boston's a fucking...
Sorry, I love Boston.
I do. I love Boston, too. I love it. I love the motherfucker, but Jesus Christ. The people are always in a hurry to go nowhere. They're all pissed off. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Why? Because you have high taxes and high whatever. Oh, my God. Fuck that. I think they need to get high. They need to get high, smoke a couple doobies, and call me back in the morning.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. That's how you know I'm from the 70s. That's doobies.
Anyway,
and we're missing one member. So who is that?
Well, originally it's John, but when you saw us, it was Alec.
Okay.
So Alec took his place for the night.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll probably play with us at the Whiskey Go-Go October 3rd.
Fuck yeah, and, October 3rd.
Yeah, and yeah, John's the other guy, so.
Fuck yeah.
He's not here right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. It's amazing.
Well, who's the crazy one? Who's the crazy one? Who's the silly one?
Yeah.
I always ask questions.
She always asks a crazy one, silly one, and serious one.
Silly one over here.
Oh,
Phil, she's saying Phil the drummer is the silly one. Okay.
Okay.
And who is the crazy one?
That's toss up.
We're debatable.
It's a toss up between toss up between Mike and Todd.
I'm glad I'm not in that category. Here, so you know, we just kind of we pass the coin and flip it and see what happens. And, on any given day.
And sometimes
I'm crazy and sometimes I'm serious.
Very true.
No, I'm always serious, though. Like, especially with this business, you got to be serious. Or
and Mike's
you
got to
be
on
built
it.
For this shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just like the song, built for this
built
shit.
For this shit.
That was my next question. How did you guys come up with that name?
We came up with that name really easy because our old vocalist was a pretty intelligent person.
You're talking the song title or the album title?
Yeah, the song title, buddy.
The song title.
So he wrote a song about me and fucking called it Built for This Shit because
you are.
Yeah. But the thing is the poor guy is like super fucking paranoid. I felt bad for him, but when I look back, I feel bad for him, even though he's an asshole. But still, enough of that. But anyway, but no, seriously, he was paranoid and thinking that everybody was out there to rip him off when actually we were there to be in a band together.
Cool shirt, Jen.
Fuck yeah.
She's got
I don't have
shirts.
It on right now, but like this.
Freak show.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So we're going to be like this. And I will be wearing it on the radio show next week.
Okay,
right
cool.
On. Right on.
So that's what I do. Like, I always, like, try to, when I come in, I try to wear a band T-shirt. My son's best friend ripped up a bunch of my fucking shirts. I don't know where half my stuff is. I have a lot of local bands that give me their shirts, I wear them to the concerts. I wear them on the radio show. I'm very like all about advertising for local bands, especially. I mean, I'm wearing a Led Zeppelin T-shirt today.
Where's your rotting genitalia shirt?
Right.
Rotting.
Oh, I thought you were gonna ask me where my rotting genitalia was. Well, it fell off years ago, you see, because no, I'm just kidding.
Those guys were
that was
hard.
One of the bands we played with last week.
The first band on rotting genitalia.
Wow,
like, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but like. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I didn't even really catch much of their set. I think I might have seen the last fucking song, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to be there for you guys, and that was my primary focus, was Freak Show. And it was a great show. Last band on, Suppressed Intentions, was really good.
Yeah, they were good.
I got some of their panties.
They got panties for sale?
Well, they're hot pants.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're panties on me.
Fuck yeah. Well, they're from up...
Booty shorts.
So Freak Show's from San Diego, and then Suppressed Intentions is from San Luis Obispo, like 4 hours up the fucking coast from L.A.
Yep.
So they're up there from a little way. So that's a long trip, you know, to come out for a show, especially... No offense. Yeah. There was just really not much of a turnout, but Not trying to talk shit. I'm not trying to be an asshole because I'm a fellow promoter and I'm trying to be supportive of other promoters.
Sure.
So I'm not trying to be a dickbag here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But at the same time, when you put on a concert in an area, let's say Los Angeles or the Valley or whatever, you target and book bands primarily. Let's say you're going to have five bands on.
Right.
At least three of them should be local bands will have a draw and bring business through the door. And then the other two bands can be from out of town, whatever, because you're trying to showcase new music also to the area, which nobody has heard or seen before. Right. So you want to always be progressing and booking stuff. Like if I'm going to book a show in Vegas, for example, at least three of the bands need to be from the Vegas general area. Yeah. Vegas, Henderson, right. whatever, like that general-ish yep. area. And then the other two bands can be from somewhere else, L.A. Right. or Northern California or whatever the fuck.
Or San Diego.
Or, well, right. that's what I'm saying. You know, like San Diego, anywhere like California, like, you know, try to hit a north one and a south one, whatever.
You're trying to get heads in the...
Yeah,
but that's the whole point is getting heads through the door. And if all the bands that you book are from out of town,
nobody knows you.
How the fuck are you going to build a base? How are you going to have I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be an asshole. When you're new, I know, but when you're new to the game, you might not realize this stuff. And... you got to learn. Like, it's a learning process. Just like my radio show has been a learning process. I wasn't perfect when I first started on radio. I've been on radio for 9.5 years now. And I wasn't perfect at it when I first started. You know what I mean? It's a learning process. Everything is a learning process.
That's true.
I've been taking classes at a local television station so I can have my own TV show. So now I know better how people are behind the scenes. Like, I'm certified on running a fucking TV camera, those big giant ones that you move around. I'm a floor producer. I can run a whole floor production. I took a director's class, a producer's class. I'm certified in basic set lighting.
That's awesome.
Like basics, like teleprompter, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Way to understand something is to find out from the perspective of the people who do it every day.
Yeah.
Like you need to know. Okay. Like it's not just being, I'm going to be a host and a producer on television, and then you're just there, and then, you know, it's... You got to know the ins and outs and the behind the scenes shit too.
Yeah.
Just like at a concert, I need to know, like, what does the sound guy experience when he's doing a show?
And that's important.
What is it like the owners? What do they
Poor
expect?
Little guy.
Yeah, but what do the owners expect? What does the promoter expect? What is the, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You have to look at all the aspects of how a concert is put together so you can truly understand the inner workings and be able to put on concerts yourself. Yeah. I learned a lot from Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions.
Nathan. What up, Nathan? Yeah,
Hi, Nathan. My broski from another hoski. Okay? That motherfucker is the man, and I've learned a lot from him. And come on out to the Whiskey A Go-Go, speaking of that, October 3rd for the Freak Show.
And then 22nd.
And then also September 22nd. Is going to be, you have a show that night as well?
We have a show in San Diego that night, but I know that
Nathan Young.
Nathan's doing the whiskey.
That's September 11th.
Oh, okay.
September 11th.
It was the wrong one. Yeah. It's okay. Well, at the end, we're going to go through. At the end, we're going to go through the list of all the shows you're going to be playing coming up, so that way people can have a know. Yeah, but we got a show Wednesday, September 22nd. So if you're a band and you want to play a show, it's a low cost. It's not that bad actually for the Whiskey A Go Go. It's really, you know, you don't got to sell a ton of tickets. It's more reasonable. And then also we have another one that we're booking for Wednesday, October 20th, Whiskey A Go-Go. So that's a world-famous venue. You get a lot of exposure there. We're trying to get some great headliners and some other bands lined up. So if you want to play one of our shows, I'm hitting up bands on text messages and emails and other shit too. So
and what is your show called?
I don't even know if he has a name for it yet.
Oh, okay.
I know he's young. Yeah, he always has a show for it. He always production. Has names. He does a full production with the every flyers and everything. But I know he's got a band on the 22nd coming down from Canada that has featuring members of Green Jello, the punk rock band Green Jello. Yeah, so that's a you know, we're trying to get some decent, you know, headliners. I mean, they're not going to be like, you know, Orgy Will Cost Me Money.
Yeah.
I'm friends with them, personal friends with them, but at the same time, it's going to cost money. We're talking at least $3,000 or more. And like, so you got to, that more. Means the price of the tickets go up. That means like, and they're not going to want to play a fucking Wednesday, please. It's fucking Orgy. They ain't going to play another.
I saw Orgy their first, it was the first time they ever played live.
Yeah.
That's and pretty good.
Yeah, it was their album. I think the album was already out, but it was they hadn't even played live yet, and it was great because one of the guys is from San Diego.
Yeah,
the Fernandez brothers.
Yeah, we're just sick.
It's a totally different lineup now.
Oh, is it?
It's not even the same people. Oh, okay. But you know what I want to do? I want to play a song.
Oh, good.
Now
goody,
I have five songs here in front of me. I got number one, Sons of the Stars, The Situation, Vanessa, and Waste. What do we want to play, and what order do we want to play it in?
Oh, pick one.
Let's play
just
Waste.
Start anyway. Oh, she said play Waste. There you go.
All right, we're going to play Waste.
I like that one.
All right, we're going to do a two-pack right now, back-to-back. We're going to go Waste, and we're going to go number one.
Okay.
So I'm number one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. James World Talk on the Blog, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio, Sony Music Entertainment. Freak show, freak show, freak show. We'll be right back. Hell yeah, we had a little three-pack by Freak Show. Hell yeah. We had Waste, then No One, and then we just played a little riff called Vanessa. Vanessa. I had a friend, we always say that, Vanessa, because that's how she talks. Anyway, all right, we got about 5.5 minutes left, so why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media, website, music platforms, that kind of stuff.
Okay, music platforms, we're on Spotify, so if you want to add some of our music to your story on Facebook, do it. And we're pretty much everywhere. Deezer, we're all over the world already digitally with our singles, and our album will be as well, and our album will be out everywhere physically as well. So you guys, buy a disc instead. They're better. You actually have them. If your computer crashes, you still got the music.
Right.
But we're at facebook.com/freakshowcreep. That's our Facebook page. Go ahead and hit that up. We're at Freak Show Band Official on IG and freakshowband.com and reverbnation/freakshow.
Fuck yeah. You can check out their music everywhere. Yes, go for it.
Signed with Too Loud Records. How do you like that?
Yeah, Too Loud's been pretty good to us. They've been pushing our stuff all over the place. Very so nice. We can tell when they've kind of stopped a little bit because the numbers kind of slow down a little.
Okay.
But they really throw it out there. Our first video was at 20K in like the first 5 days, I think. Yeah. So the 3K or 4K that's on right now has come over the last few weeks. Okay. So they're kind of like wanting it to grow organically now that they've put it kind of everywhere. And then our lyric videos up around 4.5 to 5K after a couple of weeks. So, you know, you can tell that the people want to see us, you know, not just, I mean, lyric videos, great. But they want to see us. So get ready for more videos for sure.
Hell
for
sure. Videos are definitely the way to go still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
MTV or no fucking are. MTV.
Yeah. YouTube is the new MTV.
That's what I'm saying. YouTube is the new real MTV. Because they sold out like motherfucking assholes. But anyway, we're not going to go there. but go to their YouTube channel. And check out their they have like 3 videos up right now.
Two.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the other one's an artist video that I had to make for Pig Hog Cables.
Hey. Right. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great video. I like that one.
I love their cables. The best stuff, man. I'm gonna always be with them for sure.
So real quick, shout out to your sponsors and equipment gear people.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, my.
Chris. Eminence.
Yes, please. We've got Eminence Speakers, Ampeg. We're dealing with
Dino.
Yep. Thank you, Dino. You rock. Mad Professor.
Harry.
Absolutely fantastic. At Enki.
Enki. Dave.
Best cases on the planet.
Best cases in the world.
Hell yeah.
In the world.
Right.
Protect and your stuff.
Please. Time at Tech 21. I love you, man.
Time Rogers.
That preamp is amazing, dude.
Amazing.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. I love my Richie Kotzen.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah, I saw like it was on your website.
Yeah,
I saw
at
the bottom of the website.
Yeah.
It lists all your different people who sponsor you or give you equipment and all that.
Yeah.
Go check out their website, freakshowband.com, and you can see their list of sponsors and gear people at the bottom of the page. It also has a link to their Facebook, their Instagram, and their YouTube channel. So make sure you check out all of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, you the album.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. And the album comes out, you said, September 17th?
Yep, and our album comes out September 17th, you guys. Let's not forget. Let's have a good first day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a first good day of release. Woo-hoo. I think it's 16 days from now, 15 days from now. Yeah.
We're all in this together.
So it's not a catch and release. It's a keep and
release.
It's a keep.
Keep.
It's a keeper.
Yes, definitely.
It's a keeper. It's not a catch and release.
Add it to your Spotify playlist. Tell your friends, show up at the gigs, and if you show up at the gigs, like, there's, you're always going to get something from us. Not just a good show, but you always get something from
Jen,
us.
Jen, so. You were at the show. What did you think about
it? It was
show?
Fucking amazing. It was really good. I like you guys better with Mercedes as the lead singer.
Thank you.
I saw you back in the day when you were like the Flood and all that, and you had a different guy. And when you guys played, even as beginning as Freak Show with the rapper guy or whatever. Remember at Nathan's show out of Characters in Pomona?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show, but I just feel like it's have more heart.
Level. Yeah, different
you have
level.
Though, more too. Heart, and it elevated you.
Yeah,
as performers, in my opinion, to have her as the lead singer.
Well, she's definitely. A whole different level.
It's different. It's very professional looking. Very good. You know, have really you amazing seen sounding. Her? She's hot on top of being talented, which is a double threat. And she's got a brain, so she's intelligent, so she's a triple threat.
And she's tall, so she, you know? I mean, she's just like bigger
she's
than
tall,
life.
She's tall, she's like, that's
and
what I'm saying.
Most importantly, she sings in key.
Yes, thank you
See,
very
not,
much.
Not all big bitches, not all big bitches come from Maine, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm 5'9", goddammit, I'm just saying. All right, well, we want to thank you so much, Freak Show, for being on the show today. Thanks we really appreciate you for coming all the way up here from San Diego. Yeah. We're honored that you came up here and that you're on our show. We're honored to have you on our artist management label, Get Real Global Artist Management. We're very honored to have you. We see big things coming for you.
We just came up here. We just came up here for the food.
This just for the food. Yeah,
just a side
well,
thing.
It's
taco
fucking,
shop
it's
down
fucking
the street.
LA. I mean, good, you know, they got good shit around. Everything. All right. Well,
thanks, China. Thanks, Jen.
Fuck yeah!
Thanks for having us.
Next week, real quick. Who the fuck's on next week?
To LA Talk Radio.
Fuck yeah! Always. Jesus, hold on. That's a good question.
Wow.
I gotta go through. Like, where are we? Who we got? Who we got? Who we got? We got. Oh, Vocals. Wednesday, September 8th, we have Vocals, and he was on American Idol. And he just did a song with Run DMC, so check him out. VOKILLZ. Nice. Go check him out. Amazing music.
Week,
hell yeah. Thank so be here next week. And then on the 15th, we have the Guitar and Whiskey Club. Hard rock band extraordinaire. All right. This has been Jenny. And, well, the Muse is out in the lobby. Jenny the Muse.
Hi,
China Myers from Pennsylvania, author.
Hi, China.
And Derek Webb
Paula.
From
Thank
New Hampshire, actor,
Bye.
Producer. And see you next week. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
iHeartRadio
and Sony Music Entertainment.
And don't forget to rock.
Can't get us to shut up.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.